Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Is there anything worse than a plot twist so excruciatingly predictable that when it finally comes around, all you can do is roll your eyes and say, yep? With AAA and indie developers alike focusing more on story than ever, games are often far more complex than the tried and tested formula of go here, kill the bad guy. Even when they do fall back on this formula, there's nothing surprising about the bad guy's downfall, because that was the whole point of the game, right? I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game deaths that everyone saw coming. Spoilers are of course ahead, so beware. Number 10, Ra's al Ghul, Batman Arkham City, 2011. As far as Batman's rogues gallery is concerned, Ra's al Ghul is kinda the writer's get out of jail free card when they need a character to meet their gruesome end, mainly because his followers can basically bring him back to life anytime they like. Ra's is the leader of the League of Assassins, and crossing paths with Batman in Arkham City puts him through all manner of surreal trials, submerging himself in the Lazarus Pit halfway through and regaining his centuries-old strength. After Batman obtains the blood sample he needs from him, Ra's al Ghul is later revealed to be the mastermind behind the plan to destroy Arkham City. Betrayed, Hugo Strange detonates an explosive inside the Wonder Tower Observatory, killing him and sending Batman and Ra's plummeting to the ground. Batman, of course, is able to glide to safety, but Ra's, after driving his own sword through his chest, is then impaled on a particularly pointy letter A atop the Arkham City gate. It's a good death, but as he's been revived already right before our eyes, it should have been pretty obvious that he'd die again before his time in the series was over. Number 9, Dinah Lagin, Dead Space 2, 2011. In the first Dead Space, the silently suffering Isaac Clarke is led all around an alien-infested ship by a woman named Kendra Daniels, who, in a genuinely shocking endgame twist, turns out to have been using him all along. By the lore of video games, she doesn't live very long after this revelation, getting splattered all over by the game's final boss, the Hive Mind. So when Dead Space 2 seemingly goes through very similar motions from the outset, suspicions are instantly raised. What makes Dana Lagin, another apparently innocent woman Isaac knows only through his community, any different from Daniels? Her inclusion could have been a clever way of earning the player's trust gradually over time, but no. Surprise, surprise, Dana is evil. As a Unitologist, a member of a violent alien-worshipping cult, Dana has been manipulating Isaac to do the church's bidding. You only get a snippet of her intentions, however, before she and the whole room are shot to pieces by an EarthGov gunship. There's no way this character was gonna last long after her betrayal, and given how predictable said betrayal was, players likely expected her death long before it happened. Number 8, Lars Halford, Brutal Legend, 2009. When modern-day roadie Eddie Riggs arrives in the medieval-esque Bladehenge, he's immediately introduced to the camp's leader, the golden-locked Adonis Lars Halford. Right off the bat, he seems a little too good to be true. He's humble, personable, an excellent fighter, and his followers practically worship the ground he walks on. Even when Eddie shows up and reinvents the whole resistance as the rock band Ironhead, Lars never sees him as a threat to his leadership. As the group slowly begins to retake their land, they run afoul of Emperor Diviculus, the despotic demon ruler of the metal world. While everyone else has the good sense to hide, the proud Lars is not afraid and takes a stand against the horrific tyrant. It's not exactly a shock then that the golden boy gets his perfect ass handed to him in one painful stabby motion. Maybe that's why his death is so predictable. Eddie is clearly the driving force behind the group, and there's really no need for two leaders. Plus, his martyrdom is what inspires those that remain to defeat Diviculus and win the war. Realistically, Lars was always gonna die. Number 7. Prowf, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, 2019. Like many Star Wars protagonists, Cal Kestis' story doesn't start with him being a full-fledged Jedi. In the wake of Order 66, he goes into hiding on the planet Bracca, making a new and relatively safe life for himself as a scrapper. His best friend there is an older alien named Prowf, who seems to see Cal as a ward of sorts, perhaps even a surrogate son. He's content with his role in life, but encourages Cal not to waste his potential by staying on Bracca for years on end. The implication is that Prowf knows he's going to die here, and, well, Cal's accidental use of the Force sends the Inquisitors after him, and they quickly appear to round up the scrappers. When Prowf stands up to them, the Second Sister approaches him and, much like Lars Halford, ends his life with a single lightsaber blow. Unfortunately, there wasn't much hope for Prowf from the start. Cal needed a reason to leave Bracca and resume his Jedi ways, and his friend's death was just that. Poor guy would have just been a liability on the road. Number 6. Malakov, Resistance 3, 2011. An ex-soldier and an old man traveling across a post-apocalyptic, alien-inundated hellscape that was once the United States. Which one of them won't make it all the way, I wonder? Joseph Capelli, dishonorably discharged for killing the series' infected former protagonist, Nathan Hale, is accompanied across the country by Dr. Fyodor Malakov, a remorse-filled scientist responsible for much of the chaos the Chimera virus has caused. Elderly and frail, Malakov is about as useful in battle as a polystyrene penknife, and spends most of his time hiding while Capelli goes about shooting everything up. On the way to New York, Malakov spills his guts to Capelli about how guilty he feels, right before their train is derailed by a gang of violent bandits. Pinned by debris, Capelli is helpless as Malakov, after being beaten senseless, is decapitated by the gang's leader, Mick Cutler. Though he was clearly the brains of the operation, Malakov is rarely presented as anything more than dead weight on Capelli's journey, and the chances of him surviving right up until their final destination was, quite transparently, slim to none. Number 5. Roth, Tomb Raider, 2013. Everything in the 2013 reboot of Tomb Raider seems to exist just to test the new Lara Croft, with people and prey quickly becoming interchangeable terms. What then could possibly challenge her more than the death of her father figure? Conrad Roth is a friend of the Croft family, becoming a mentor to Lara after the deaths of her parents. He accompanies her on their expedition to the island of Yamatai, but goes missing when their ship sinks in a storm. Though Lara finds him eventually, he's injured and not able to accompany her for very much of her journey. Later on in the wake of a devastating helicopter crash, the two are set upon by the sinister Solari Brotherhood. And in protecting Lara, Roth is struck in the back with an axe, dying in his adoptive daughter's arms. There's just nothing in the game prior to this that suggests this won't happen. Roth is less of a character himself as he is a part of Lara's, and the only impact his death makes in the entire game is giving her another reason to mow down the entire island, only then to have the audacity to feel bad about it. Number 4. Joel, The Last of Us Part 2, 2020. Joel is the main character of 2013's The Last of Us, and his journey through a post-apocalyptic wasteland with teenager Ellie has been hailed as one of the greatest stories ever told in the video game medium. The ending gives him the difficult choice between saving Ellie's life or allowing her to die for the chance to develop a cure for the deadly cordyceps virus. Obviously, he goes with the former, and 4 years later, Ellie, now well aware of the facts, is less than pleased with his choice. This is the beginning of The Last of Us Part 2. Joel and his brother rescue a girl named Abby, who's secretly after Joel for murdering her father in the first game. And before Ellie can get to him, Abby brutally beats the man to death in front of her. It's still a massive shock, but with the focus of the series shifting over to Ellie, it's not quite so surprising in retrospect. The anger she holds towards him completely sets up his inevitable demise, teaching her that familiar old lesson of not appreciating what she has until it's gone. Out with the old, the writers apparently thought. Number 3. Eli Vance, Half-Life 2, Episode 2, 2007. Credit where credit's due, the guy hung on way longer than anyone probably thought he would. But as the wise old ex-Black Mesa scientist surrounded by people decades his junior and with only one leg to boot, pun intended, poor old Eli should probably have seen this coming himself. In Half-Life 2, Gordon Freeman first runs into Vance in the research facility Black Mesa East. To the former, it's likely only been a few hours or days since they were last together in the events of the first game, but to the latter, it's been 20 years. Gordon is accompanied on his travels by Eli's daughter Alex, while the benevolent father gets himself routinely kidnapped and rescued like any good human MacGuffin. Right at the end of 2007's Half-Life 2 Episode 2, after Gordon deals with the invading Combine forces, Eli is ensnared by the maggot-like Combine advisor and impaled straight through the head by its alien tendril. Of all these entries, this character's death is arguably the one that hits home the most, even if it was expected sooner or later. One gets the feeling that the old man sealed his fate as soon as he mentioned his and Gordon's mutual friend. Number 2, Vesemir, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, 2015. You'd think that a genetically mutated contract killer would be able to hold his own in a fight, regardless of his age, but this particular Witcher is very chronologically challenged indeed, and as this list alone shows, action games don't have much time for the elderly. The mentor and something of a father figure to Geralt of Rivia, Vesemir resides in the Wolf School of Kaer Morhen and stays there for the majority of the game. He oversaw Geralt's past tutelage of the Witcher in training Ciri and is always around in the present to offer his sage advice. When Geralt catches up with Ciri and brings her back to Kaer Morhen, the Wild Hunt is hot on their tails all the way, leading to a horrific battle on the Witcher's home turf. Vesemir gives it his all, but is eventually overpowered and killed by the Hunt's sadistic general, Imlarith. The fact that the characters constantly make reference to how old Vesemir is, not to mention the game's focus on Ciri's induction into the Witcher School, makes him feel rather in the way, and suggesting that the plot would rather move swiftly on without him and not drag the pacing down. Number 1. Rost, Horizon Zero Dawn, 2017. There's a lesson to be learnt here. If you're a video game character that wants to go out in a way nobody in a thousand years would expect, the rules are simple. Don't be a dad. Almost identical to Tomb Raider's Roth in both name and nature, Rost is an outsider to the tribal clans of the post-apocalyptic future, and becomes the adoptive father of Aloy. It's the old father-daughter relationship again, where Aloy works her way up from hunting novice to seasoned letter of blood and bolts, getting that extra spur of motivation when her training wheels are snatched away from her. Yep, in a twist that you probably could have seen coming from a good few solar systems away, Rost is killed in an explosion while protecting Aloy from a vicious cultist attack. She has a good 5-minute cry about it, then gets back to murdering every machine she sees with a whole new conviction. That's not a criticism of the game itself, rather the tired old dead father trope in video games. Rost is a very well-realized character too. It's just a pity that your first thought when seeing him is, right, well, let's get this over with.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.